Broadcasting from an operator switchboard somewhere at the telephone company, you're listening to the phone show at prankoperator.com.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the phone show. This is episode 11, and today is Thursday, April 11th, 2019, which is my sister's birthday, so happy birthday, Alice. Anyway, this episode is going to mostly suck. I did some prank calls on April Fool's Day from the payphone downtown. Got a few good ones, but it was a windy day, so the audio quality sucks, but I still thought they were pretty funny. And then I'm going to move on to some calls I did yesterday, where I was calling up Arby's and getting them to ring the bell. So this show is going to be somewhat short, because I don't have a lot of calls to post, but it's been a while since I've done a show, so I wanted to put something out there. Try to make the next show a little bit longer and a better quality for you. But anyway, let's get started with the prank calls.
It's a great day at Circle K.
Hi, this is Paul. I'm calling from the corporate office for Circle K. How are you?
I'm fine.
And I'm calling because I have a red light on the switchboard right now for the main power system. Are you having any problems with your power today, like the lights flickering?
No.
Okay, yeah, I've got...
Have we been having any power problems? Right, like lights or anything? No, sir.
Okay, well, I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I've got several red lights here on the switchboard, so we should probably do a reboot of the system just to be safe to make sure there's no hazards.
What is it I need to do?
We just need to do a reboot of the system. The whole process will take just a couple minutes. Are you familiar with where the breaker boxes are in your store?
Yeah.
Yeah, the big gray boxes. Do you have just one box in your store, or do you have more than one?
Oh, I got about four. None of them properly labeled.
Okay, well, I've got a diagram here. Are you near the boxes right now?
Yes.
Okay, can you start with the door on the one all the way on the far right, in the bottom right. What we need to do is one at a time, we need to flip every single switch one at a time, and then do that until all of the switches are off in all of the breaker boxes. Wait about 15 seconds, and then just turn them all back on.
All right, so I'm going to, tell me again, I'm going to go down one by one.
One by one. You'll start with the panel on the right, all the way at the bottom, and you'll go up, and then move on to the next row, because there should be two rows in each box, and
so
then go
start
up.
At the bottom.
Yes, and then repeat that for all four breaker boxes, and then after they're all off, wait 15 seconds, and then flip them all back on in the reverse order that you flipped them off.
Wow. Okay, so hold on just a moment. Savannah?
Okay, sure.
As soon as you take care of this customer, I need you to lock the doors and put 5 minutes back in 5 minutes.
Okay.
So give me just a minute, Paul, because we're going to lock down the store before we do that. It's going to take probably 10 minutes for my whole system to be back up where we can even pump fuel. So we just need to shut her down. So just bear with us.
Sure, that's fine. I can hold.
All right, Savannah, that'll be fine.
Okay.
We're going to end up with no lights. Well, you'll be all right up there. Never mind.
Okay, this is Terry. Can I help you? Let me take a picture.
Hi, this is Paul. I'm calling from the corporate office with Circle K. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So I'm actually calling to do the weekly customer survey. Is there a customer in there I can speak with?
A weekly customer survey?
Yes.
Sure. Hang on 1 second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with a customer?
This is a customer.
Hi, this is Paul. I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm actually calling because you're actually our 1 millionth customer. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
I know. So as part of the promotion, you've actually won a shopping spree. So I have 30 seconds on the clock whenever you're ready. And anything in the store, except for cigarettes and alcohol, is free. So whenever you're ready, I'll start the clock, and you can run around and grab whatever you'd like.
Okay.
Yep, just make sure you come back to me when you're done, because I do have to write everything off in the system as part of the promotion. So whenever you're ready, I'll start the clock.
I'm ready.
Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
I'm done.
Okay. So what did you get?
Got some chips, some drinks, Red Bull.
Nice. What kind of chips did you get? Did you get the Doritos or the Lay's?
Yeah, I got some Ruffles.
Ooh, those are good. I like those. And what was the beverage you got?
Case of Red Bull and some Coke, Sprite.
Okay. So you got some Coke, Sprite, and a case of Red Bull. Awesome. Well, congratulations on being our 1 millionth customer. Just let the cashier know that it's free as part of the promotion. And you're all set.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Arby's and Carey.
Hey, this is Paul. I'm calling from the corporate office with Arby's. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. We're calling because we had some reports that the bell, the customers ring when they have good service might be damaged. So we need to test the frequency. I've got some equipment hooked up to the phone line to make sure it's ringing at the right frequency. Are you near the bell right now where we can test it out and make sure it's working right?
Yeah, I'm right beside it.
Okay, would you be able to ring the bell? I need to make sure it's ringing at the right frequency.
Okay,
it was kind of hard to get an accurate reading. Can you ring it for 30 seconds so I can get an accurate reading over the phone?
Here, give me 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
No, we need to do it for 30 seconds in order for my equipment to get a reading of it.
I'm not going to be able to do that. I have customers right here in my lobby.
Okay, let's try it for 10 seconds then. I'll see if I can get a reading with 10 seconds.
All right.
Okay. It looks like we may have to ship you out a new bell, because that's definitely not the right frequency. So I will be sending out a brand new bell from the corporate office. You'll just need to have your manager install it as soon as it arrives.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Circle K, this is Terry. Can I help you? Let me take a picture.
Hi, this is Paul. I'm calling from the corporate office with Circle K. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So I'm actually calling to do the weekly customer survey. Is there a customer in there I can speak with?
A weekly customer survey?
Yes.
Sure. Hang on 1 second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with a customer?
This is a customer.
Hi, this is Paul. I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm actually calling because you're actually our 1 millionth customer. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
I know. So as part of the promotion, you've actually won a shopping spree. So I have 30 seconds on the clock whenever you're ready, and anything in the store, except for cigarettes and alcohol, is free. So whenever you're ready, I'll start the clock, and you can run around and grab whatever you'd like.
Okay.
Yep, just make sure you come back to me when you're done, because I do have to write everything off in the system as part of the promotion. So whenever you're ready, I'll start the clock.
I'm ready.
Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
by my house. I'm done.
Okay. So what did you get?
Got some chips, some drinks.
Okay.
Red Bull.
Nice. What kind of chips did you get? Did you get the Doritos or the Lay's?
Yeah, I got some Ruffles.
Ooh, those are good. I like those. And what was the beverage you got?
Case of Red Bull and some Coke, Sprite.
Okay, so you got some Coke, Sprite, and a case of Red Bull. Awesome. Well, congratulations on being our 1 millionth customer. Just let the cashier know that it's free as part of the promotion, and you're all set.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
The phone show will be right back after I call up my grandma and ask her what she thinks of my doing prank calls.
Hello.
Hey, it's Matthew.
Yep, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah.
So, what is your opinion of prank phone calls, like when I do the phone show?
No.
You don't like the phone show?
No, I don't like prank phone calls.
So you would not recommend my podcast for your friends to listen to then?
No.
Okay. So.
You must be bored.
Yeah, I'm working on my podcast right now. I'm about to release episode 11. Can I call you back tomorrow evening?
Okay, okay. Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye.
All right, I guess Grandma is not a fan of prank calls. Oh, well. And by the way, I did actually talk to Grandma. I was on the phone with her for about 10 minutes, so I did not just call her up to get that interview and then hang right up on her. We talked for a while, and I edited that part out, and I just kept the interview at the beginning and then us saying goodbye. So I'm not a horrible grandson. I did talk to her, and I do call her often, which is a reminder for anybody who needs it. Go call your grandma and say hi. Very important. Anyway, let's get back to the prank calls now.
Arizona Hillsborough, this is Tia. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Paul. I'm calling from the corporate office with RBs. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. So I'm calling because we got some reports that the bell near your door might be bent and ringing up the wrong frequency. So we just need to test it and make sure everything's working. I've got some equipment on the line right now to monitor the frequency. Are you near the bell right now?
I'm not. I'm in drive-thru.
Oh, okay. Would
you
be able to
go
over to the bell? And we just needed to ring it a couple times to make sure it's still at the right frequency. Otherwise, we'll have to send you out a new one.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Where? You want me to go to the door and just keep opening it, or is there a bell
no, no, no.
in here somewhere?
The bell, like the bell the customers ring when they have good service on the
way. Oh, we don't have one of those at all.
You don't have one there at all?
No, sir. We haven't had one here in years. The fraternity house across the street stole it years ago. And
oh,
never,
well, that,
they
must
never replaced
that must
it.
Be what their report was all about.
Yeah,
then.
We don't have one at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm actually just a prank caller. I wanted to see if you'd do it. So I guess I'll just have to call someone else.
You're such a douchebag.
Harvey's downtown Cheyenne. That's true.
Hey, this is Paul. I'm calling from the corporate office with RBs. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. So we had a report that there might be a defect on the bell by your door that the customers ring when they leave. We heard it was ringing at the wrong frequency. So I've got some equipment hooked up to our phone line here at the corporate office to make sure it's working. I'm trying to figure out if we need to send you out a new bell or just have it repaired. Are you near the bell right now?
For what bell?
You know, the bell by the door that customers ring when they have good service?
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll go
ahead. I need to know if I need to send out a new one or if we can repair it. So I need to test the frequency.
Oh,
so
okay,
I need
got
you. I need you to ring the bell for me so
all
I can
right,
see what the frequency is.
Let's see. Yeah, it doesn't sound so good.
Okay, yeah, I need you to ring it a little bit longer so my equipment can pick up on the frequency to test it. Can you ring it for maybe 10 seconds?
Is that better?
Yeah, just give it like 10 seconds or 10 good hard rings so I can get an accurate
okay
reading. Okay, can you actually ring it a little bit quicker? Cause it's because the pause in between the rings is messing up my equipment. But can you do like ding, 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 ding for like 10 seconds?
All right, that worked.
Okay, yeah, there's definitely something wrong with that bell, so we're going to have to send you out a new one, so... just
okay
make sure that the GM will install it as soon as it arrives. It should get it in 3 to 5 business days.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling Arby's in North Roxborough. This is David speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Paul. I'm calling from the corporate office with Arby's. How are you?
How you doing? I'm sorry, what did you say your name was, sir?
Oh, it's Paul from the corporate
office.
Hi, Paul.
Office. How you doing?
Doing great. So anyway, I'm calling because we had a report that the bell by your door might be broken, the one that the customers ring when they get good service. So I just need to see what frequency it's ringing out so I can determine if I need to send a repairman or send you a new bell completely.
Well, no, I mean,
no.
The bell works. I mean, people are coming through the driver door right now as we speak. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe a customer pulled through and... by some slim chance, maybe one of my employees didn't hear it.
Oh no! It's the bell by the door. Like when customers ring when they get good service.
No, the bell works. The bell. Oh, that, I didn't know. I thought you meant like the little ding you get when they're at the window.
Oh no! The bell probably works, but it's we heard that the bell might be bent, so it might be ringing at the wrong frequency. So I just need to, I got some equipment hooked up to the corporate phone line here to monitor the frequency and make sure it's ringing at the right tone.
Okay, so you want me to ring the bell? Because we have, like, one of the old-school bells.
Yeah, I just need you to ring the bell so I can monitor the frequency and make sure it's working right.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. Okay, it was kind of hard to get an accurate reading. Can you ring it for maybe 10 seconds, like, just repeatedly?
Yeah, so keep doing it repeatedly for 10 seconds?
Yeah, I'll see if that's enough.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
It's
hard to get an accurate reading. Are you on a cordless phone right now?
Yes, I am, actually.
Okay, that's probably why it didn't go through because of, there's a little bit of audio loss on cordless phones.
Uh-huh.
Let's try it for a little bit longer. Can you try it for maybe 30 seconds this time?
For 30 seconds?
Yes.
Okay. It's Arby's Corporation. It's the headquarters.
For what?
Because they said a customer... There you go,
talk to you. Hello, this is John. I'm sorry.
Hi, who's this?
This is John, I'm the area supervisor. And who is this?
This is Paul from the corporate office with Arby's.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing a test on the bell. We had a complaint that the bell might have been bent, so we just need to make sure it's ringing at the right frequency so we know whether we need to send out a new bell to have you install or if we need to send out a repairman and maybe bend the other one back in place.
Okay.
So we just need to hear the tone. I've got our equipment monitoring the phone line to make sure it's ringing at the right tone.
Right.
But we weren't able to get an accurate reading the first time. Could you ring the bell so I can see if it's working right?
But we have guests in the dining room now, and I don't want to ring it for 30 seconds because that's going to be, like, really annoying to them.
Okay.
So
let's try just one ring, but put the phone closer to it so I can see if I can get a reading from that.
Okay, I can do one ring, yes. Okay.
Okay,
I'll
thank
do it,
you.
Do it right now. Okay.
Okay. Yep, it looks like the frequency was a little bit off, so what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a new bell, which should arrive in 3 to 7 business days, and you can just have either you or the GM install as soon as it arrives.
Perfect. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's our show. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Even though the show completely sucked, we had horrible audio quality, not enough prank calls, and Grandma does not approve. But if it makes you feel any better, my friend Sid, the old guy who did the introduction to today's show, he does approve. Listen to this.
Hi, I am Sid, and I approve this podcast.
Okay, well, since Sid approves, I'm not going to cancel the show. I'm going to keep doing it. Thanks for listening. Bye.
I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, I don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, I don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. I drove my Cadillac to Vegas to satisfy my lust. Wheel and deal and left old Vegas on a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was there, but remember only forest fires prevent bears. Deep, deep, bop, 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 bop. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, I don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. The poverty war will be over when I begin to fight. If it took a dime to go around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. I don't mind to take the girls out if they don't mind to go Dutch. Makes me feel like $1 million. That I ain't worth half that much. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, I don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
I'm going to be pissed.